there was a letter, I believe it was a letter, I don't think it was an editorial, that was published in the Globe and Mail sometime around November or something of that year. And it attacked the group, the idea of a gay organization, you know, these sickies are organizing, you know, what's going on here. And so I wrote back a letter to the editor of the Globe defending the group and its purposes, which it was published. And as a result of that, the chairman of my department, who was an old fuddy-dud, I guess, someone I really hardly knew, talked to the professor I was working under and said, essentially, I mean, to get rid of me, to fire me, even though I had been there a year and I had just been sent to New York. That was the next job. I had just been, you know, gone through a training program, and I felt secure and, you know, everything. And I didn't think that I had come out to my boss before all this. You know, I told him what I was doing. But it became clear that, you know, they had to get me out of the department. So I was essentially told that my services were no longer needed or something like that. I mean, I wasn't outright fired. And of course, while that was happening to me, I didn't get any support from the gay group because of what was happening inside the gay group. So I felt my whole life was, you know, just a mess, and I, you know, didn't know what I was doing in Toronto. And so I took off and lived out of a backpack for a year, literally hitchhiking from Luxembourg to the middle of Turkey and all through Eastern Europe, Romania, Bulgaria. I lived a month in each of the Eastern European countries, 20 days or so. Mm-hmm.